exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos!
To explore like never before.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Yay!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey everybody, it's White Boy Chris. This week, we are actually airing an old episode. It's a bonus episode for our patrons that originally aired December 9th, 2019. And we were talking about words we would bring back, and Miss Pat has a doozy. If you love Patisms, this is definitely something you're going to enjoy. And if you are a member of the Patreon, you get a brand new hour. We just posted it, and Miss Pat talks about her recent Valentine's Day surprise from her husband and some things happening down on the set. So we wanted to bring you a best of just so you could hear how great the bonus content is when you join the Patreon at patreon.com/patdown. Thanks, and hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoyed this episode.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? Is it real though? And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Dion asked me, well, showed me this fucking big ass phone, and one of the things on here that caught my
that is butt. A big phone.
Yeah.
New iPhone 11 Pro Max.
Nice.
Yeah.
Say, paying a hell of a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
My car.
No car, but he can take great pictures.
Can you motherfuckers shut up and let me do this, please?
No.
You know I read like the girl who said I do up on the water. What is the craziest thing someone ever asked you to do?
What is the craziest thing someone's ever asked me to do? Hide in the closet.
Hide in the closet?
Yeah.
He was fucking somebody else's girl.
What?
Yeah. That's downright makes
sense. I'm kidding. No one's ever asked me to hide in the closet. One, because I wouldn't do it.
I don't remember anything somebody asked me to do. But one time I was constipated and I couldn't get the...
You're so free.
I was constipated, and so I was supposed to put that suppository up my ass, but my ass is big, and my I couldn't reach back there to my booty hole. So I asked my husband, I was like, "Will you put this little thing in my booty hole so my doo-doo can loosen up?" And he's like, he was like, "Get the fuck out of here. I'm not sticking that bullet up your ass." And I'm like, "I'm your fucking wife." He said, I'm no doctor. I'm not sticking that shit up your ass." So I couldn't get the suppository up my ass. So I said, "Fuck it. I'm going to the emergency room. I need the shit. I feel my brain's turning into concrete." So I go to the doctor and I said, "Hey, doctor, I was here 6 months ago and my daddy was constipated and you stuck your finger in his ass and pulled down his turd."
You just heard yourself say that, didn't you?
They fucking called security on me.
Yeah, they did. They called security on you.
They called security. He said, "We don't dig in asses." I said, "This is a hospital." He said, "No, this is a emergency room that don't do them types of emergencies." Oh, he was like, "Go on."
Sent you to an urban doctor.
He was like, "Just keep taking fucking X-Lax till they work." And I was like, they're not going to work if you stopped up. Everything else is loose, but it's this hard-ass turd right at the end that won't let everything else out. So I'm literally in the bathroom, and I hate to tell shit jokes because they ain't funny, but I'm literally in the bathroom with coconut oil, sticking it up my ass because that's what my husband said.
Don't ever touch me again.
What the fuck? Coconut oil.
My husband said, coconut oil give you the runs. So now I just got a greasy, I got a greasy ass booty hole, and I'm still
She thought she was going to get it by osmosis.
What?
You thought you just rubbed coconut oil and it was going to absorb through your skin?
No, I thought it was going to work. I stuck it up my butt.
Like lube?
Turd lube, yeah.
Yeah, turd lube. Because my husband's like, if you put it up there, it'll come out easy. Now I just got a whole bunch of coconut oil stuck in my ass.
I was going to say, you still got to push it out.
I told my husband, I said, it's obvious you don't love me. It's obvious you do not love me.
Advice for your suppository was rub coconut oil up on my your booty.
Yes, up my ass. Just stick it up your ass. So now I got all this grease in my ass.
I think if you eat it, I read somewhere that if you eat it, it gives you the run because the oil, like, you know, if you go.
Man, it didn't do shit for me. I just had a greasy boot hole. I had to literally put shampoo and conditioner back there to get some of the grease out the motherfucking asshole. So.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Shampoo. That's the craziest shit I've asked my husband to do. And he was like, I ain't with that shit. He was like, not at all, nigga. Pretty much, that's what he said.
I don't think I would put a suppository up your ass either.
No. Yeah. I would not. I don't know that I would do that for my wife or whatever.
If you love her,
maybe. I guess you'd have to, right? You're married.
Yeah, you're supposed to. I mean,
there's a difference between wiping somebody's ass and shoving a suppository up somebody.
If you have,
don't do anal, then that's not something y'all should be fucking around with.
I don't do anal, but nigga, I was trying to get anal up out of there. I was trying to get an angle for that turd to come up out of there. So that's my story. What's the next one? Child, the shit you go through when you married.
What is something that you hate that everyone else loves? So it could be music, it could be food,
your family,
Christmas, holidays. My friends, my family hate going on trips. Like, they just want to sit around the house, and my husband just want to fucking. My husband, he cannot stand to go nowhere. I'm like, dude, get the fuck up or I'm going to find a boyfriend. The fuck I have that boyfriend shit. I'm not dying old, you old motherfucker. I'm telling you right now, get your old ass up. Fucking rub flour on your gout feet. Let's go, nigga. Let's go.
Does that work?
It's the last one. Let's go. That don't fucking work. But he just get on my fucking nerves. I'll tell you, he love to stay home. He come home, get butt ass naked into his underwear, and he fucking watch TV. And he like, my husband like, I cannot watch TV with him. Because he like dumb shit like Housewife, old ass movie, old ass baseball game, old ass wrestling matches. And I'm like, Garrett, everybody there that day is dead now. Why the fuck we watching this 1982 motherfucking John Wayne? I can't watch that old ass shit. I tell you this. So I was talking to my godmama today, and she sparked her memory. You remember back in those old ass movies? Name an old actor that used to be the shit, Don or somebody. Darsday. Yeah. So remember back in the day when Darsday were acting and she be smoking cigarettes and shit. And the back, whatever happened to the movie where you could just slap a white bitch? I want to see them movies come out. Remember they used to slap them white bitches all over. Come here, where the money at, bitch? Pam, where the money? Pam, where the money at? Why you ain't cooked today, bitch? Pam, they just took all that shit off TV.
Yeah, that ended in the civil rights era.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, when we started trying to respect each other more, you know, treat each other like
people.
Well,
why was they slapping white bitches like that?
Because nobody said they couldn't.
Yeah, right.
That's the only reason they did it, because they never got checked.
Yeah.
I was looking at that woman. She called me today, and I turned on TBS. I said, what else? Who stopped the white man from slapping the white bitches on TV? And back in the old day, he just slapped one cheek. Bam! Been knocked up. Bam!
Like Pong?
Yeah, she fall all over the table. Get up, bitch, so I can slap you again. Pat, pat, pat. And the bitch never dropped the cigarette. I'm like, that's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Whatever happens to that kind of TV?
Women got tired of being beat.
Yeah.
Wait, who the fuck? made this legal to just whoop a white bitch ass on
It's TV. Not that it was legal. It's that that's how it was for all of human history until like the last 30 years.
Yeah. White women would get beat up and they didn't have any representation.
Yeah.
And then when black people were like, yo, we want representation, and white women were like, yeah, we do too. We're tired of getting ping-ponged all across this motherfucker. So they hatched on our movement.
They started treating them like human beings instead of property.
Yeah, because you ever watch an old movie, you like, he is really slapping Doris Day all around this motherfucker. White men's, come here, bitch, pop, pop, pop. White men was like fucking pimps with just one hoe. That was crazy. When you look back at it, I was cracking up laughing because I was like, nigga, try it today.
It's kind of like how the Me Too stuff, like, why are you hearing all these stories? Because people got away with it. No one ever checked them.
So think about how hard it would be to pass like a constitutional amendment today, how divisive everything is. They passed prohibition, banning alcohol.
I always use them on prohibition. Well, they just said, nigga, they passed the alcohol moonshine.
They passed the alcohol moonshine.
Okay.
No, say what she said.
Don't say it.
They passed the alcohol moonshine. And
trying to get you to say nigga so bad.
You better stop before you accidentally get it.
I have to worry about it.
Then my life will be ruined because I'm gullible and stupid. No, it's because domestic violence was so insanely high. Almost every woman was beat up back in the day that everybody was
not
like
black women.
Everybody.
You got beat. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Nigga, I fought back.
That's what I'm
them bitches on that show, them old ass Doris Day movie, they weren't fighting back.
Because you would lose.
Who? I wish a nigga would. Me?
No, I'm saying the women, if they fought back then.
The white women. I bet you wasn't beating up no motherfucking Foxy Brown.
Not everybody.
I bet you Foxy Brown ain't never been slapped. A nigga hit Foxy Brown. She said, oh, nigga, let me tie my afro back. And she whooped that
Do
nigga.
You know who Foxy Brown is?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What's her name?
Jackie Brown?
Yeah, she was Jackie Brown. So what's her real name?
Pam Grier.
Pam Grier. Yeah. I bet you wasn't no nigga slapping Pam Grier.
You see how fine Pam Grier is?
Yeah, I bet you wasn't no nigga slapping Pam
Grier. They were slapping
Pam
her, but it wasn't in the face.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Nice.
You ain't never seen a nigga slap Pam Grier and she follow with no cigarette. That bitch stood there with that leather coat and that afro and them bigger. Bring it on, nigga, and I'm going to get your mama for raising you wrong.
Just like Garyana and Dolomite?
Yeah, just like Garyana and Dolomite.
I think it also stems from, you know, back then women didn't have sources of income. There was no place they could go. You know, the man had all the money. So if he came home and he beat your ass, who was you gonna go tell?
I'm talking about acting. They was whooping their ass on movies.
That was portraying real life.
That's because nobody had a problem with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was
how
real,
fucked up it was.
So you mean because it was always just white men slapping the shit out of black white women.
There weren't a lot of... That's because there weren't many black leads in Hollywood in 1930.
There weren't no black leads. There were no fucking black leads.
Right.
We was always the mammies and shit like that.
Right.
But it's you look back at these old movies now.
A lot of cap slapping going on.
I didn't say that.
Just delete this podcast.
And he said jap slap because when I was a little girl, my mom used to say, I'm going to jap slap the shit out of you. And we thought because we watched Kung Fu movie and she was going to slap you from the back. But we didn't realize that. I didn't realize that jap slap was a racist term. And so I was telling them a story about it. And it was like, that's very racist. I'm like, how? And they was like, jap slap. And then they explained the whole thing. I'm like, holy fuck. All this time my mom was being another type of culture racist to us.
Yep.
Jap slap. So, well, it's funny to look at these old movies now and see these white bitches get slapped all over the place with these cigarettes. And, oh, my God.
The Curtis. Fainting couch.
Oh, Curtis, your hit man, Curtis. Your hit man, Curtis. Oh, my God. Why y'all do that? I love you, Curtis. And I'm like, and I'm looking at the movie like, bitch, hit that nigga back. Fuck that 1930 shit. Hit that. Piss in his apple pie. That's what you do. Piss in his fucking apple pie.
Like the help.
My God, we have
came
a long
way.
Shit
now. You can't do that shit nowadays.
Yeah, because you don't see women get, oh, I wish a nigga would. You hit me if you want to.
I don't recommend it. I've seen her fight.
I've seen the video. She comes barreling off the stage and just wails with both hands.
I'm fighting. It's a little crazy bitch in the back of this wig that be like, get that nigga. I ain't don't put your hands on me. Now, that's all I'm saying. It made me think of all that shit. Get shot in the head. Be hit by STD. It give me fucking flashbacks. Don't put your goddamn hands on me. Don't put your goddamn hands on me. So I just thought of that. I was looking at old movies and I was like, God damn, we came a long way. It'll be funny to see that shit today. To see a man just slap a bitch down and lying.
No. They shut that movie down in a heart. Yeah.
Unless it's like an art piece created by radical feminists, and it's, yeah. What do you think in movies today that 100 years from now people look back and go, those people were barbarians? Like, is there anything that in our society today where you're just like, what?
Yeah, fuck? Jurassic Park.
I was thinking maybe, you know, cop killings or...
Nigga, big old dinosaur chasing you. That's barbarous.
Yeah, she's thinking literally the time period.
She's thinking Flintstones, yeah. Fucking pebbles running around.
You didn't know there were no humans while dinosaurs were walking around.
Well, no. According to a Jurassic Park, they was in a truck running from that motherfucking dinosaur. That Tyrannosaur or Edosaur.
Must go faster. Must go faster.
Jeff Goldblum.
I mean, I'm telling you, you gonna tell me when no dinosaur around no people? Cause I saw all the Jurassic Park. It was real live people running from them motherfuckers and them grass eating niggas.
What would you do if you saw a fucking real life dinosaur?
I'm black. I'm gonna mind my motherfucking business. Now he might go up and say, "Where did you come from?" I'm like, "Mr. Dinosaur, you over there? I'm getting the fuck on because you too big to be in this neighborhood."
Like, they stabbing niggas at Popeyes. Don't go over there.
Like my dumb ass is going, "Tell me about your emotional traumas." And yeah, like I'm trying to, "Why are you so angry, Mr. Dinosaur?"
Why do you only eat grass and not black people? No, I'm not fucking with that dinosaur. Now he might run over there and try to put him in a cage so he can show all his homeboys. I'm getting the fuck on. Black folk mind ain't motherfucking business. You ain't got to tell her one time you gonna eat one nigga and we ain't sticking around for that shit. White folk be like, "Oh my God, he ate Charlie's son. What that shit, Ray Ray. They eat niggas. They eat Nick Rose, Ray Ray." White folks will figure out to go get a pickup truck, try to tie the motherfucking dinosaur to the back of the pickup truck because they want to take him to the museum and be a hero.
Right.
White folk always trying to be a hero. And then that motherfucking neck get chopped out. We on camera. Put that shit down. Motherfucking neck get chopped out. Then they mad. "Oh, he ate motherfucking Ray Ray. He ate Charlie Daddy." Well, Charlie Dad had no business trying to treat that motherfucking dinosaur like a dog. That's why Charlie Daddy got ate the fuck up. Some people need to learn how to mind their motherfucking business. So I was watching the news one day here in Indiana, right?
Speaking of minding your own business, I was watching the nosiest shit possible.
The literal definition is you get paid to tell other people's business. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm watching the news one day, right? And literally, this lady was getting beat next door. And so her and her husband were somehow having a fight. So she go knock on the neighbor door. Instead of the neighbor let her in, calling the police the right thing, what I would have did, or told the bitch, "Stay outside. I'm calling the police for the help. That ain't my motherfucking business." He runs over there with his gun and he get killed. I'm like, "You crazy motherfucker. I would have ran over there. You know, motherfucking superhero. You already fat, you chunky, you old. Nigga, I ain't finna go over there and get killed. Who, me? Hell, motherfucking nah. I'm gonna call the police." That's the police job. That's what I pay my tax for. "Bitch, I'm willing to let you stay in my shed till the police get here, but you ain't coming in my house because that nigga ain't finna kick down my new door trying to get to you."
Wait. So the neighbor went over.
Trying to be a hero.
There was a domestic dispute. He heard it.
No, the lady ran over his house to ask for help. And she in his house. He get his gun and run next door. And the man shoot him. Okay. That is the craziest shit I've ever seen.
So he was trying to save her and ended up getting killed.
Just way to save
him. The princess is in another castle.
I'm not laughing at nobody down.
Fucking hate when
But my thing is that I would have just waited for him to come to my house and killed him. I'm not going to get my gun and run out the door.
Yeah, you can't go because you're in the wrong.
Right.
If she's free from the abuse, you go over there starting shit.
Right.
Legally, he has the right to shoot you because you're not supposed to be over there.
Yeah.
He man would never enter his property. The wife enter his property. Whoever, I can't remember where the fuck I seen this.
So the girl came over to his house to tell him what was going on. He left his house.
He was next door neighbor.
So he left his house
with his gun.
Yeah, and ended up getting killed.
Yeah, like a vigilante.
Yeah.
A superhero.
Of course,
a white superhero that got killed.
See,
which is the craziest shit I ever seen in my life. Now I can understand if you let her in and help her, and he came to your property and you blew his head off. You got all the rights in the world, but I'm not gonna get my gun and run next door.
They need to charge her for murder,
right?
This bitch got me killed. I tried to save a hoe.
That is, I forgot where the fuck I saw that at. I don't know if it was Atlanta, I read it somewhere else. Craziest shit I ever seen in my life. I said, ain't no way in the fuck. Ain't no way in the fuck.
That's some Southern heat. Nonsense. Yeah,
that's that white hero shit. I'm not doing that shit. I mean, you knock on my door. I also seen one time where this lady was this police officer's son was like, I saw this on Dr. Phil, one of the fucking talk show. Anyway, he picked up this strange lady, and this man was trying to kill her, and I probably would have helped her too. He ended up shooting her and paralyzed her, and then he get the lady back, ended up killing her. And she tried to help the lady get away. I would have helped with that because I'm in my car, but I probably would have ran him over. They was in a snow, like in a snowstorm, and this lady running because this man kidnapped her, and she was trying to help her, and he ended up shooting the lady, and she ended up in a wheelchair, paralyzed. And I probably would have helped that lady, too. But I ain't going to run over nobody's house. I ain't going to do that shit. That's just, fuck that shit, motherfucker. And I ain't going to do that. Ain't that kind of hero.
That's dangerous. If she's clearly taking L's and knocking on your door, don't go over there and take an L, too.
Nah, I'm getting it. That tells you right there, he's fucking crazy.
Oh, geez, this guy sounds crazy and violent. I'm going to go over next door.
I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Right.
Nah, I'm going to lock my door.
I'm going to lock my door, and we're going to peek out that window while he beat on that door, and I'm going to peek around the corner. I'm just going to shoot through the door so many motherfucking times and pray one of them hit him. Because I shoot with my eye closed.
God damn.
I'm glad
you don't do drive-bys. Them dead kids on Miss Pat Block. Who done killed all these crack babies? The blind shooter.
Nigga Ray Charles. Hey, y'all, we're going to take a break, and when we be back, we'll be back. God damn.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle, with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
We back now talking about some crazy shit just for the Patreon people. What's another one? I got to ask this question right here. So.
Yeah.
What word or saying from the past do you think should come back?
I know what I want to hear more of.
What?
Jive turkey.
Yeah.
Jive
turkey. I love when I hear a motherfucker be called a jive turkey.
You what?
It's just jive funny
turkey.
To me.
You heard jive turkey.
Yeah. Airplane.
Yeah, airplane. Right. That's the main reason.
Right.
I love
jive
that fucking
turkey.
Movie. You old jive turkey. Because they always say turkey with you know, enunciation. Oomph.
Right.
Whoa, what's job, another target? One? What's that one? What word I want to see come back?
Bangladesh.
Fuck you.
You know how many people tell me that's their favorite episode?
Really?
Bangladesh. Let me ask Gary Allen what's the word that I use all the time. I'm trying to think. What's yours? What word would you like to see come back?
Hokum.
Hokum.
Which is just like nonsense or witchcraft.
It's, can you it's have like, anything black people can relate to?
I've never heard that word before in my life.
What about me relates to black people? What when you look at me?
Jesus Christ. You mean you saying shit we never heard of?
Balderdash.
Balderdash is a good one.
I've never heard of balderdash.
Yeah, that, I used to have this substitute teacher. His name was, what was his
good grizzle teasel.
Was that even an English? What?
Just tickle a grizzly bear? What the fuck did you just say?
Good girls are tails.
What? It's like you're an eye doctor trying to say astigmatism while having a stroke. What?
Half of your face clear. What do you say?
Are you smelling toast?
What y'all laughing at? Y'all ain't never said good girls are tails?
I don't even know what that.
Why would I ever say that?
What is that?
That mean damn.
You're mad at me for Hokum. At least it's not made up.
It is. Good girls and tails.
How do you spell that?
I don't know how to spell the shit. I just know what I heard. Good girls and tails.
I've never heard that before.
You ain't
please
never
call Quisha.
I'm about to call Quisha.
What?
And she gonna be like, oh, please, Quisha, know what the fuck Miss Pat is talking about.
Oh, God.
Why? Y'all so damn dumb. I don't, y'all get on my fucking nerve. They ain't never heard a good grizzle tip. Quisha.
Uh-huh. Hi, boo.
Hi, boo.
Quisha, have you ever heard a good grizzle tism?
Good grizzle tism?
Yeah.
Like food?
See, I knew we wasn't making that shit
you
up.
You ain't never heard nobody say good grizzle tism.
Not good googly moogly.
Bitch, I ain't talking about no good googly moogly. I'm talking about good grills and tills.
Not good grills and tills.
Bye, Quisha. Gary.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of good grills and tills?
Good grills and tills. What's going on?
You heard of good grills and tills, right?
Yeah.
What do it mean?
Don't mean nothing. That's just something you say.
But it mean like, damn, good grills or tills?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they up here to my day ain't never heard no fucking good grills or tills.
Hey, y'all ain't from the South. Ain't nobody else up there from the South.
What's another word that we say that we thinking of words that should come back? What's another one?
Words that should come back?
Yeah, like good grills or tills that people don't use no more. Jive turkey.
Turkeys, Lord have mercy.
What else?
Lord have mercy.
Like horse dick.
Horse dick.
What?
Horse dick.
Every time you hang up by.
he don't want to stick nothing up your ass and he don't want no horse dick.
My husband's so fucking bored.
What does good... Okay, so now that we've established that you've completely made this up, what does it mean?
No, my husband just told you I didn't make the shit up. It's like, good grills or tills. I'm like, damn, wow.
Like, holy moly.
Yeah, like, good grills or tills.
I never heard that before.
I got another person. Watch this.
No, there's nobody. You don't even... You can call all the people you...
My husband just said... I know what I be fucking talking about.
He said you made that shit up.
No, he said we said down south. I'm telling you, good grit. Watch this. Miss Jenny. This is my friend, Miss Jenny. Watch this. Good grizzle tills. I can't believe you motherfuckers ain't never heard. Miss Jenny.
Yes?
Have you ever heard the word good grizzle tills?
No.
Thank you and good night.
You ain't never heard of good grizzle tills.
No.
Ask your husband. Yo,
say it one more time, Miss Jenny. Say it one more time, please.
Ask George.
Okay, hold on.
Making up shit and being mad at us for it.
I'm not making up
fucking
shit.
Fucking crazy.
Good grizzle tism.
Okay. George, listen. Okay, Pat.
George, have you ever heard of good grizzletism?
Say that one more time.
You ever heard of good grizzletism?
Nah.
Strike three, you're out.
If he ain't never heard of, something wrong, because he eat chicken ass.
It's probably something you done botched as usual.
Tell him, Miss Jenny. Tell all her business. Tell all her business.
Gary heard of it before.
You be talking in your sleep.
Bye, Miss Jenny. You ain't no help. See, that's why you don't call educated black people. They ain't never heard of good grills or teal. But that shit is real now.
I guarantee.
Like, wow, good grills
I guarantee when we post this, we're going to have a bunch of people talking about, I heard it all the time.
Yeah, let me call Miss Chambers. She from the South. But she's an educated bitch. So I don't know now.
This is your last lifeline. This
is my last lifeline. I got one person that heard of it. Good grills or tealism. That's a fucking word.
The person who heard it was your husband because he's heard you say it. That doesn't count.
Shut the fuck up, Chris. That does count. Answer the phone. I need you.
It'd be like me and Dion hanging out all the time. I'm like, as a spazzle blazzle. And he's like, yeah, I've heard that all the time.
Spangle says as a spazzle blazzle all the time.
Yeah, it means joy.
No, good grizzletism mean wow, woo, woo.
I thought you said it mean damn.
Damn, yeah.
So why wouldn't you just say damn?
Just
it's way
making
shorter.
Shit up.
Good grizzletism. I'm trying to think of who else. Miss Chambers.
Yes.
You ever heard of good grizzletism? Somebody say good grizzletism.
Heard of what?
You ever heard somebody say good grills or tealism?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. I hate college educated people. Bye. Fuck them black folk. Them ain't no real niggas.
They real urban round here.
Good grills or tealism mean wow, damn, what? And we're going to leave on that shit because I be knowing what I'm talking about. And I want y'all to write in to these two motherfuckers who ain't never heard of good grills or tealism and tell me that I'm right. You can see a fine bitch like good grills or tism. That bitch stacked like motherfucking
so
hotcakes.
When we saw Quisha for the first time, we should have said good grills
or tism.
Yeah, good grills or tism.
Grizzle tizzle.
Yeah. Don't get mad at me for mispronouncing your fake
Jenny?
Word.
You're
not talking about Googamaloo, are you?
No.
I'm just trying to make some sense of it.
You have confused every friend you have.
No, I'm talking about good grills or teals them.
Okay.
Maybe it was Gus Grissom, the astronaut. You know, like.
That's my friend who told me I only supposed to have been baptized once, and I figured out I was baptized 25 times. And I was like, why the fuck weren't you baptized to him? She said, hold on, bitch. Who baptized you? Oh, what a life, y'all. But we're going to end it right now. Y'all call it. Y'all write us and let us know if you ever heard of good grills or tealism. It's like, whoa, good grills or tealism. That bitch stacked like a stack of pancakes.
Harrison, the camera guy, literally went, what?
You ain't never seen nobody say that bitch stacked like pancakes. Now,
I've
I know you heard that.
I've heard that.
You ain't never heard that?
No, no.
What? That means she
you never heard that either,
Harrison? She stacked like pancakes.
They eat waffles.
Oh, yeah. Waffles. They like them crunchy ass bitches.
You know, stack like Eggo waffles. All right,
no,
Harrison.
That's the crunchy bitches. That's them crunchy
bitches. Stack like toaster strudels.
All right, good night, y'all. Bye-bye, toaster strudel. Jesus. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.